beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Aaron City, not a creature was stirring except Johnny.
"Man, I'm pretty."
Mama was sleeping, you can tell by the snoring. After four times today, Jimmy Stewart gets boring. Johnny crept quietly to beds where he rushed. He would try to fall asleep now while the whole town was hushed.
"What's that?"
Johnny cried.
"That's too loud for a mouse. I was right. There's a crook on my house."
A bag to steal goodies? A fake beard? How passe. And just look, near the gutter.
"It's his getaway sleigh."
And without second thought, and with nary a pause, Johnny Bravo mistakenly clocked Santa Claus.
Uh-oh.
Hello, and welcome to 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I am, of course, TFU and Mike. And as I said yesterday, I'm sorry that the Dexter's Lab episode was so short, folks. But as I said, it will get better. Throughout this first annual 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas this year, we do have stuff like A Space Ghost Christmas, Jimmy Neutron, Holly Jolly Jimmy, Rocco's Modern Christmas will be coming up later this holiday season, Looney Tunes Bah Humduck, It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas, Flintstone Christmas Carol, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, Holiday Time, A Very Possible Christmas from Kim Possible, and of course, day 20 through 25 will be all the classics. And as I said earlier, I think I said this in day one or day two with Steve Megatron, the whole point of me doing 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas is when Tooncast Classic started, the very first cartoon podcast on the GCRN, Tooncast Classic, we did episode 30, a holiday show. But the recording quality was so bad. We covered six holiday cartoons in that. We covered Charlie Brown Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Rudolph, Frosty, and there was one other one that I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, so instead of having to go back and link people to that every Christmas now, I've gotten 2 years to go through, and basically we're going to take, you know, this year we're going to take Charlie Brown Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Grandma, Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July, Frosty and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the good one. We're going to take those and redo them all as separate podcasts for this 25 Days of Christmas. So that's why this is even happening. Joining me on day four is Johnny Bravo.
Man,
sorry, God, suck.
I know. I missed
you it. Suck, Johnny.
I missed it. Sorry,
missed it by that much. It's Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation, and we're going to be talking about the Johnny Bravo episode, "Twas the Night." It's the first of two Christmas episodes of the Cartoon Network original series, Johnny Bravo, which I did not realize there were two. So maybe I put the other one in later. I don't know. This one, basic plot here is Johnny. It's essentially, it's named "Twas the Night." So, who says "Twas" anymore? I was thinking it was Peanut in a very special Christmas special from Dunham. But anyway, it's basically the Christmas story. It's basically, you know,
the whole poem and everything.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. There rose such a ladder company.
Yeah.
No, Tim Allen is not in this, folks. So Johnny assumes that Santa is a burglar. He knocks him unconscious with a flying kick. After he regains consciousness, he tells him that he broke his arm And Johnny has to fill in for him. When Johnny calls out the reindeer's names, he says, on Yeltz, on Nixon, on Stinky, and Rolos. Say, where's that freak with the big glowing nose?
That was hilarious, seeing the battle going on. We have to get Rudolph. Don't let him escape.
I know some people out there may not be fans of Johnny Bravo. I was always a fan of this show. I love this show. Just how stupid funny it is. I think it's you know, that kind of not necessarily innocent fun, but it's like Johnny Bravo to the 90s is what Daffy Duck was to Looney Tunes, I think. Yeah. You know, in the old days kind of thing. So I absolutely dug this. They're basically taking "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and inserting the Johnny Bravo characters.
Oh, and they did such a good job with it, you know.
They did, yeah.
You know, just
oh, mama. Yeah, just yeah.
Her snoring and him stuffing corks up her nose and getting to the little kid. God, Susie.
He gets
to Susie's house and he's like, man, this kid ain't half bad when she's not flapping her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, that was hilarious. And just all the stuff that he's going through, I'm just like, oh, God. You know, getting to the king monkey, and he's giving the king monkey the coal. He goes, sorry, man. I was just told to deliver that. You know, I can't go against that.
Right. Yeah. I thought this was a nice, fun little thing. I thought it was really cool.
It was really fun.
Yeah, I love all the voice acting. Jeff Bennett as Johnny is just great. I mean, you know, really, people, it's Butch friggin' Hartman. I mean, it's a Butch Hartman show. So,
yeah.
I like a lot of his stuff, not everything. But I do like a lot of it. Like, I think it's next year, next Christmas, 25 Days to Cast Beyond Christmas 2017, where we'll get into some of the Fairly Odd Parent Christmas episodes.
Some of those are pretty good if you've ever seen the live action.
Yes. No, the cartoon, not the live action.
Well, no, but I mean, they did a live action version, which was actually pretty good, so.
Yeah, but I'm saying the actual cartoon series, Fairly Odd Parents, not the live action films. I just love that show so much. That show is so friggin' cool.
Oh yeah.
So funny. And you've seen Transformers Prime, right?
Probably not.
Oh, God. All right. Well, there's a character in there called Knockout.
Okay.
He's voiced by Darren Norris, who voices Cosmo in Fairly Odd Parents. And I had seen Prime before. I knew of Fairly Odd Parents, but I never really checked it out. When I finally did check it out, oh my God, that's Knockout, and he's gone nuts. Because let's face it, Cosmo is nuts.
Yeah.
Back to Johnny Bravo and Twas the Night. Absolutely love this, folks. Check it out. It's not one that makes it into my yearly I must watch this at Christmas time thing, but it's very, very well done. And it's a good little tune. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's one of these short little things where if it just happens to be on and you see it, you can't help but sit down and watch it. You laugh. It's worth it.
Abso-friggin-lutely. So I think that's going to do it for day 4 of Tooncast Beyond 25 Days of Christmas here on Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. Where can the people find you online, sir?
You can find me out at MyGenerationPodcast.com. See and listen to all of our episodes for talking about my generation.
There you go. All right. Tune in tomorrow, folks, when we will have a little bit of a longer episode.
We promise. We promise.
Yeah, dealing with the Powerpuff Girls. The Fight Before Christmas. As for Tooncast Beyond, there are several ways for you to interact with us. You can visit the website geekcastradio.com, comment on each of the episode posts, leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Please don't kill us with bad iTunes reviews because of some of these short episodes on 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. And besides, folks, before we started 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas, I gave you episode 69, Stripperella, and episode 70, Anastasia. So, I mean, two podcasts out of 25, that ain't so bad. Because, yeah, I fear and loathe bad iTunes reviews, unlike the guy that's sitting across from me there.
Yeah, I got my one star review.
It was a joke, but anyway, you can follow us on Twitter at Tooncast Beyond is the show Twitter. I am at TFJ and Mike. He is at Sprzout, Sprzout. Gotta change that. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out Talking About My Generation on Facebook. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond 25 Days of Christmas. Join us tomorrow, as we said, with the Powerpuff Girls, 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas.
Santa knew John was good, though as smart as a gnat. He was protecting his mama. Santa couldn't fault that.
Johnny, I'm angry. Of that there's no doubt. It's Christmas Eve, Pinhead, and Santa's now out. See, Johnny, my arm's broke. My bag, I can't lift. It's now up to you to give each kid a gift.
Me? Doing your job? How much does it pay? Do I get to meet chicks? Can I cruise in the sleigh?
It's something you'll do for all good kids in bed. Now get in my outfit, or I'll bust your fat head.
Santa's red coat is what Johnny would wear. And Santa's red hat took the shape of John's hair. So Johnny jumped on the sleigh and it flew through the night. But he never got any of the reindeer's names right.
On Yilt, on Nixon, on Stinky, on Rose, on... Hey, where's that freak with the big glowing nose?
You heard the Grinch. Do not let that reindeer escape.
I gotta get to Santa!
So Johnny endeavored at Santa's request to give each good one listed the gift they'd love best.